The hit-and-run driver whose vehicle was involved in an accident with a convoy of the Russian Chief Justice Vyacheslav Levdek this morning surrendered himself to the police. The Chief Justice, who has been flown back to his country for further medical attention, was on his way to Accra after delivering a lecture in Ho at the annual conference of the Ghana Bar Association when the accident occurred. The Director General of the Police MTTU, ACP Awobuntuge Awuni, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said the police is taking the driver's statement to know what actually happened.
Yesterday, there was that unfortunate reportage of this Russian delegate, Chief Justice, who was involved in an accident in the Volta region. If you remember, we said the driver of that vehicle had absconded, but we have managed to make sure that he cooperated. Yesterday, the regional police commander gave his number out to his wife for him to contact him personally, and he has done that. So he's now with us, and we are taking statement from him to be abreast of what actually happened during the accident. I think that after this, we will be able to tell the world the side of the story.
So you mean he himself has surrendered to the police?
Yes, he himself came. He voluntarily came to the police. I think apparently when it happened, he panicked. And then went and hiding. And we had to call the wife and ask her, we have nothing sinister against him. We are just investigating the case, and we needed him to assist us in the investigations. And he had come forward himself.
But Commander, if you look at the initial investigations your team have conducted, is it not his fault? I mean, why should that happen? Could it not have been avoided?
Currently, my team is still there. They haven't come. Yesterday, I asked them to stay overnight. So I'm expecting them to fax the initial dismissal. But what came out was that the convoy, although the policeman stopped all the other vehicles for the convoy to move, I think the first vehicle in the convoy left a very big gap. After the first vehicle moved, it took a time for the second one to get there, and this driver moved into it. I don't know whether he thought that that was the end of the convoy. But the team is still on the ground there, and they will be prepared to bring down whatever they find out, and we should be able to appreciate it better when they come down with what they have seen.
Director General of the Police MTTU, ACP Awobuntuge Awuni.